here's a story from The World.
Last week, ballerina Chloe Lopez-Gomez was awarded 16,000 euros, about $19,000, a settlement for the racism she says she experienced as the first ever black dancer at the Staatsballet in Berlin. Stories of racism in the workplace and at school are common in Germany, but difficult to measure. That's because no official data on race are collected or analyzed by the German government until now. E. Okobi reports from Berlin on a new effort to count black Germans.
The stylists at Ebony and Ivory Salon in the Tony Schöneberg district know what it means to be black in Berlin.
When I went to school and they were calling me fake hair because I was wearing braids and you children, right? They weren't used to it and
Charis Christina Willems, aka Cece, is a wig stylist at Ebony and Ivory. It's a good thing her mate's ignorance didn't keep her from getting a job or from living her best black life.
But as I grew, I found out that it was special to be black and beautiful, you know.
But Cece doesn't feel the word black completely defines her.
If someone asks me, I'm never like, I'm black, or I'm... Like in America, you do that, right? Like you're black and all of that. But I do say I'm German, or I say I'm Ghanaian.
Cece's coworker Sunny Akim, however, doesn't hesitate.
I'm black. For Afro-Deutsch, we say.
Sunny gets to be black in multiple contexts.
My mom, she's black, and my dad, he's white, and I grew up with my mom. Sometimes it was really hard because we don't have that many black relatives. I didn't have that many around me here in Germany. I only had them around me when I visited London, or like Kenya maybe.
Their boss is salon co-owner Ebimoboe Empere, or Ebi. He says growing up black in West Berlin, near a U.S. Army base, during the height of 90s hip-hop and Michael Jordan's popularity, made him feel cool. But like his U.S. counterparts, Ebi is no stranger to aggressive policing. He says being German helps him avoid the worst of it.
I speak the German language perfect, but still I could understand if you somehow in certain situations, if you cannot somehow talk your way out somehow. For example, if the police stops you with the car or whatever, or if they want to see your ID, whatever, and you somehow don't know what they want, then this might lead to some tension.
For this and other reasons, Empere says...
I was born here in Berlin, but still somehow I feel more Nigerian than German.
Which brings us to Afrocensus, a coordinated attempt to quantify the experiences of people like Willems, Akim, and Empere in a country that collects no data on race and ethnicity. Teresa Ellis-Bremberger is project co-leader.
So what is Afrocensus about? It's a survey on black people in Germany, black, African, and Afro-diasporic people. It's the first of its kind.
The hope is that Afrocensus data will support political organizing, as well as identify the resources and services that black German communities need most. Afrocensus is an initiative of Berlin-based Each One, Teach One, or EOTO, a black archive and youth empowerment organization. Bremberger says EOTO's involvement was key.
There is some research in Germany, but it's always from a white perspective, and we believe that it matters and that it changes something if we do this from a black perspective.
Bremberger says German advocates for racial justice are often thwarted by a lack of data on race and ethnicity.
Every time we go to politicians as a community or as the communities, and we ask for something, we make demands, they tell us like, yeah, okay, but where's the data to back this up? And we're like, yeah, okay, we don't have data, but also at the same time, you're refusing to gather that data.
There are some very good reasons for this data void.
There's no race category. We just don't have that. We have that category. It's named Menschen mit Migrationshintergrund, people with a migration background. But the legal definition, it could be a person with a white Swedish mother and white German father, which is okay to track migration, but it's not okay to track racism.
That migration background designation reinforces notions of blackness as perpetually foreign and erases the presence of black Germans. And Bremberger says Germany's Nazi past and ties to white nationalism could not be overlooked.
You can't just say, oh, we're making a survey on black people, because most people, they will be like, why and who am I sharing my data with? And is my data safe with you? And who is analyzing this? Also because of the history of Germany with data gathering on ethnic minorities.
Tahir Della works with a number of civil rights organizations in Berlin.
Also, was man auf jeden Fall feststellen kann, dass die Debatte, das Besprechbar.
He says making race a national conversation could lead to a backlash from an increasingly vocal, xenophobic, right-wing faction of German society. Such fears are not unfounded.
25,000 Personen. So viele Menschen.
This Focus magazine news story was one of many on the far right's infiltration of German military and law enforcement. In this particular instance, a right-wing, anti-immigrant group had stockpiled weapons and exploited access to police databases in order to compile a list targeting 25,000 public individuals and private citizens. In Germany, blackness isn't necessarily synonymous with immigrants, but there are some who struggle to grasp that distinction. And self-identification is in flux even within the black German community.
Also ich bevorzuge tatsächlich immer diesen Term schwarze Gemeinschaft.
Della says he appreciates the history behind the term Afrodeutsche, but now prefers to use black German community to describe people with ties to Africa, the Americas, other European countries, as well as Germany. Afrocensus, however, did not collect data on country of origin. Also not captured were the perspectives of those encountered at Ebony and Ivory Salon.
Afro what?
Afrocensus?
I don't think so. I'm not sure.
Okay. It was run through AOTO, and it was a census that you could take. It was like a survey that you could take online.
No.
Brembeke says the project was beset with challenges, like a global pandemic that obliterated planned outreach for it. She also admits she and colleagues felt compelled to develop a questionnaire that captured every detail of Black German life.
We had this one-time opportunity, don't know if we would get this funding again, so we were like, we have to ask everything. We have to ask everything and try to get as much information as possible, which resulted in a very long questionnaire.
Several thousand respondents managed to complete the Afrocensus from the 10,000 plus who signed up to take it. Reinbacher hopes for future opportunities to incorporate lessons learned.
Yeah, the big dream would be to repeat it every 2 to 5 years.
State funding for Afrocensus expired this month. AOTO plans to release a full report by this summer. For The World, I'm Io Kobi, Berlin.
From PRX.